All right, 13 minutes gone past the hour of 5. It's time for us to switch to the conversation. I am Kala Dakuru Batsubor. Good afternoon to you, and it's a pleasure having you on the other side of the radio. Compliments of the season. So this morning on Morning Crossfire, one of the former commissioners who resigned and it was on the show, and there was a conversation on whether the commissioners should return. Okay, maybe I should even go back a little bit. So remember, two months ago, there was the talk that a resolution or certain resolutions emanated from a meeting, I call it the Abuja Accord, between the president and some members of the presidency, you know, the minister, some APC members, some PDP members, and the governor of Rivers State. And, you know, one of the demands of that accord or agreement was that the commissioners who resigned, and remember, they willfully resigned, as we have been told. We were told they willfully resigned, and we saw some of the resignations, and he did say some personal reasons, some my conscience, others I have other things to do. And so those were some of the things we saw, about 8 of them. However, the narrative now is that those commissioners should return to, you know, government house. And I don't really see anything wrong with, you know, people who resign being called back. I mean, I've resigned before at a radio station about twice, and I was called back, right? I was called back and said, okay, we still need your expertise. Come do what you know how to do, and let's pay you for it. So, I mean, it was good. There was a reason why they called me back. Do you see a reason in this one? Do you see the positives? Are they pros or are they cons? Because this morning, when the commissioner or former commissioner was asked if they have settled the rift that, you know, some people believe was the reason why a lot of them resigned in the first place, the commissioner could not answer. Maybe I should just play, before I introduce my guest is somewhere in the middle belt. So before I introduce him, I'm just going to quickly play a recording I did from the morning show, and let's take a listen.
We are now talking peace in River State, and I've not seen a lot of change in the headlines. You know, before now it was crisis in River State, violence in River State, war in River State, and so on and so forth. I would have thought that by now the narrative should have changed to talking about peace in River State, progress in River State, unity in River State, and so on. Yeah, because as a people, we must move on. We cannot afford to play politics around the clock. You know, we had contestation as far as the election was concerned. So many parties, so many individuals wanted to be in the helm of affairs. And eventually the PDP won the election resoundingly. And for me, that should have been politics. That should have been, if you like, struggle for power. Done with.
All right, so I will play the remainder of the recording I did. However, let's get to my guest, Marcus Ijoma, who is a media consultant and a public affairs analyst, and he's somewhere. Where again? In what? Okay. Welcome on the show. It's good to have you.
Kalanda, thank you for interrupting my holiday. Compliment of the season to you. Good evening, Port Harcourt and Rivers State.
Oh my, the network is terrible now. Can you hear me? Marcus, can you hear me? Oh, okay. So
I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me now. All right, it was terrible for a bit.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yeah. So let's get straight to you, because I know you don't have much time.
Okay,
so
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. The pros, the cons. Now, I was listening to a former commissioner for housing here in River State, you know, talking about why we need peace and that it's time for peace and we should forget about the things of the past. And, you know, when he was asked on what really caused the problem in the first place, you know, the governor has been mute on that, the former governor has been mute on that, and this commissioner was also mute on that. And he was saying that, you know, making, implementing that Abuja Accord will bring peace to River State. And, you know, the conversation was surrounded in the morning around, you know, the recall of the commissioners. And so I want to get your thought on this. River State is big and River State needs peace. True. But do we need to recall these commissioners for us to be able to, you know, get this peace and move on politically, like, you know, some people have argued? I'd like to get your thoughts on that, please.
The answer is no. We don't need them back.
So you don't see any positive.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? You don't see any positive happening if they are recalled.
Their recall is nothing positive. It's not going to add anything. You know, these men are, permit me to say, disappointed Rivers people.
How do you mean?
They never saw themselves as public servants or appointees of the governor. Their loyalty was somewhere else. So the governor will be shooting himself in the leg if he takes them back. In fact, it's not even safe for him security-wise to have such people who will run away from you at the slightest sight of danger, and then you call them back again. That would be too risky for the governor, politically and otherwise, to call them back. On the side of public service, did they consider the interests of Rivers people who they took oaths to serve when they were resigning? They considered only their personal interests, which is not a good thing for a public servant. How can you be a public servant and the only reason why you are resigning is because of your personal interests? Yes, in politics, you must pursue your personal interests because that's the reason why you are politically associating. But when you are now appointed as a commissioner, your loyalty should have been to the governor, not to any other person outside the government. So that is the way I see it, because I feel, number two or three, I feel they are also immature. Permit me to use that word, because they were very emotionally unintelligent. They reacted to the spur of the moment. They wanted headlines. They got headlines. And now they want to retrace their step. Taking them back is like going back to your vomit. So I will advise that every right-thinking Rivers person should resist it, starting from the current governor of Rivers State, His Excellency Simfuba.
Now, Marcus, pause for a bit. What if they wanted to just stay neutral? What if they did not want to take sides? What if they also did
resigning
not...
was not being neutral. When you resign, you are not neutral. Resignation was not part of neutrality. Political neutrality will mean that you are silent on the issue. You don't make comments. Like I said earlier, their loyalty should have been to the governor, no, but not to anybody else. Because they swore an oath to serve him.
Mm.
Not any other person, no matter who submitted their name for the appointment. The moment they took that oath, they were commissioners of River State, not commissioners of Nyesomuke or any other person.
Marcus, you're saying that they cannot argue that, you know what, I didn't want to be on any side of the divide, and my loyalty is to River State, and so because of that, I'm not going to fuel the fight. I'm just going to go home.
No, that's why I said they were emotionally unintelligent. They shouldn't have reacted the time they reacted. It was too early to have taken side. By resigning, they told us that they were on former governor's side. That is what it means. There's no other interpretation that should be given to it. So if they can do that, who knows what else they will do when they return back?
Okay, so now...
In leadership, these are clear signs of saboteurs. You can't bring saboteurs close.
Okay. Now, there is the talk that everything has been settled. I don't know if you've seen the president's remarks.
Everything has not been settled.
But we don't know what the problem is in the first place. But they know what the problem...
Everything is colored. You're a media person.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I wanted to say that the president did mention that, you know, the governor of Rivers State did the right thing to implement, you know, the peace accord that was, you know, signed in Abuja some 2 months ago. So that means there is, you know, some kind of settlement. There's some kind of peace. And the commissioner who was on the morning show...
I agree. But that peace is a stage managed one. It will not last.
So you foresee a trouble, you foresee a problem.
The first hurdle Singh Fubara will be facing going forward is to first and foremost affirm his election from the Supreme Court.
Okay.
Once he does that, the next hurdle will be his re-election if he is so second tenor. And we'll be back to Nigerian Info Studio to discuss this same matter. I'm not a prophet of doom. But I'm almost certain that this, see, what just happened with the accord is that you have a cancerous wound and they are treating it with an emergency kit. That accord is an emergency treatment.
Hmm.
But the real cause of the problem is still eating everybody from within. Those are not things you wish away by just sitting on a table and signing documents. Politicians don't honor accord. If not, Singh shouldn't have had the problem with Wike at all.
They had a weekend and team had whether written and unwritten agreement. It is not keeping to that agreement that led to the crisis we had. So, who told you that they will still keep to the Tinubu Accord?
Mm.
Or Abuja Accord, as it's being called.
Mm.
So, whatever it is, it's a stage-managed piece, but I want to charge Rivers people to enjoy it while it lasts.
Okay, I need you to give me 5 more minutes of your time.
Let them enjoy the piece.
I want to go for a quick commercial. When I do come back in 5 minutes' time, I have 2 more questions and I'll let you go, I promise. I know I said I wouldn't keep you for long. But
I'll be right here waiting.
All right, thank you then. All right, welcome back to Hard Facts. 28 minutes to the top of the hour. I am Kalada Korubatubo. This is 92.3 Nigeria Info. And my guest is Marcus Ijeoma, and he's a media consultant and a political or a public affairs analyst. Welcome back. Can you hear me? Hello, Marcus.
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Okay. So you were...
I can hear you.
You were saying before the break that there's going to be trouble in the nearest future in terms of the political crisis in Rivers State, and you're saying such a handshake will be the governor digging a pit for himself. Can you expatiate on that one? Can you let me know what you mean by future trouble or troubles, as the case may be?
Well, I said what I said was that the peace will not last.
Okay.
And that the peace is surface dressing. You are dressing a cancerous wound with first aid. The presidential accord is a first aid for a cancer. Cancer has no first aid. You deal with it the long haul. So that's one. And the reason why I'm saying that is that looking at the characters involved, Governor Yason Wike has a track record of fighting to finish. Permit me to say that Governor Yason Wike, is solely responsible for. Yes, former Governor Yason Wike is solely responsible for the reason why Atiku Abubakar did not win this presidential election. Because he has shown that he's unforgiving, you know, and it will not end with Governor Fubara signing a peace accord. I have not seen the detail of the entire document. But whatever it is, it was just a stage managed for a temporary ceasefire like Israel and Gaza and Hamas. So let's enjoy the ceasefire while it lasts.
But what if the governor is really genuine when he says he wants peace and he's going to have a handshake with the former governor? And you know, you made reference to Atiku's case in the PDP. There was no accord. There was no handshake. As a matter of fact, the governor or former governor would tell you that Atiku played him on so many, tricked him on so many instances.
Kalada, in the middle of every war, there is always a retreat and a break for negotiations to take place.
Okay.
You saw it recently in between Israel and Palestine.
Mm.
in spite of all the war going on in Russia and Ukraine, talks are still going on between EU, Russia, China, Turkey, America, and NATO. So that war is going on does not mean you cannot talk or have a handshake, like you said. The question is how sincere and how genuine that beyond the photo ops we see on television and people shaking hands and hugging and pretending to be fine, what is really behind it? Is it something that we can take to the bank? In this particular matter, I am almost certain you will invite me back to your studio again to revisit this topic. I'm convinced beyond every reasonable doubt that this peace is a temporary ceasefire. It's not the peace itself. Okay. And it's called what we used to call Cold War. That is what is now going to be happening.
Okay, so how do we then arrive at the peace that will or can be sustained? Because you're saying this is not peace and you should not call back the commissioners. So what should the governor do to sustain the peace? Because, you know, why I did call you was to ask you if you see any positive characteristics in recalling the commissioners who resigned. But you're saying no, recalling them would be, a strategy for, defeating oneself. So what is your strategy for peace for River State?
My strategy for peace is for His Excellency Cyril Fubara to focus on the people that elected him. The only accord that Cyril Fubara has is with Rivers people, not with any individual. This is an aberration. This is fraud. The peace accord is fraudulent. When people should be arrested for threatening a sitting governor, for firing tear gas on a sitting governor, for pouring water cannon or water canister on a sitting governor, you are going to sign a peace accord instead of the president to call for the arrest of everybody who played a role in that embarrassing situation we saw. What President Tinubu should have done was to call for the arrest of everybody and the investigation of every police officer who was involved in that action, starting from the commissioner. That was never done. And you are telling me that there is peace. Up to today, what has happened to the attempted plan to set up the House of Assembly? If there is peace, have those who defected to APC from PDP in the House of Assembly returned back to APC? So why should commissioners quickly return?
Return back to PDP, you mean?
So these are the issues that if they are not... Yes, the House of Assembly members who already left PDP to APC, who told them to leave APC and who is going to ask them to return? So if they want any peace, the peace should be with Rivers people. We want to see, have you noticed that the more they fight, the more street lights are coming on? I don't know if you have noticed. The street lights on almost every flyover is suddenly on. We want all the streets to come on. That's the peace, that's what we signed for SIM. That is, by the time we're thumbprinting, Rivers people were voting for SIM. They were saying, SIM, light up River State. SIM, patch all the bad roads. SIM, build more primary schools. SIM, we heard that he even gave 100,000 naira to certain class of civil servants for Christmas. That is the peace accord. That one can bring peace in many more families than the him and Yeson Wike. That 100,000 brought more peace than the peace accord that was signed in Abuja. He should be paying the 100,000 every quarterly so that there will be more peace in homes. And if there is peace in homes, so the River State will be more peaceful than this artificial one they are trying to photo up in Abuja. And if the president is truly interested in the peace of River State, he should prosecute everybody based on what they said. Everybody should be arrested, including those who no longer have immunity, but All right. are behaving as if they still have immunity. All right. So until the president does that, he's only managing a cancer that will still kill those who have it in their system.
All right, thank you very much. Time for me to open the phone lines. I do think maybe it's time to say goodbye to you because you have other things to do. But thank you very much for sparing your time and your thoughts with us on the show.
You will have to find a way to compensate me for taking out time from my holiday, Tala. Thank you very much, my dear. Thank you, Port Harcourt.
All right, do have yourself a wonderful holiday. And now over to you, the listener. Over to you, listening. Maybe I can pick your brain right now. Do you see any positive characteristics from recalling, and don't get me wrong, there is nothing bad about employing someone who resigned. Nah, a lot of companies have done it. A lot of people have done it. I mean, I could resign today, maybe I'm recalled tomorrow. Even year 9 during, I think it has happened. We had people who left during Port Harcourt and then they were re-employed at Lagos, right, by the same firm, by the same company. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with resigning and then you're re-employed by, you know, the person who employs. However, what we should be arguing about is whether there will be any positive theme coming out from recalling the resigned commissioners. So we would look at it from, well, what are they bringing to the table? Can we get it from somewhere else? And if yes, at what levels can we get it? Is it better to get it from them? Is it better to get it from these other people? What are the negatives? What are the cons of having them come back, whether from political angles or whether from the angle of governance, whether from the angle of being Rivers people? Let's not be sentimental about this conversation now. Let's sit and think deeply and imagine and wonder of what benefit will this be. Let's keep the politics aside. And I always tell you, you know, it's not always a sentimental theme, you know. So let's keep the sentiments and the politics aside and let's look at this thing for what it is. For some of you who are listening, if some of the old presenters who used to be here came back, you would find it very good and very wonderful, right? You would be happy, you know, that happened. For some of you, you feel it's time for us to move on. So let's look at it based on merit. Let's look at it based on, you know, the different indices that we can use to judge the situation. You've heard my guess. My guess is looking at it from a political angle, and he's saying it would be political suicide for the governor if he tries it. But do you agree? Do you think so? I'd like to hear from you. My phone is down. The battery has gone down. I would have played the excerpt of the morning show, the morning crossfire, you know, where Andrew was asking Gift Walu, Dr. Gift Walu, no, what caused the problem? What is the problem? Can you tell us so we can know whether you people have really indeed solved the problem? And he said, no, that side has passed. It's time for us to talk peace, and the headlines should be peace, and we should focus on peace. But my guess says this piece is a plastic piece, is a surface piece, is a peripheral piece, and it's not deep, and there will be plethora of troubles in the nearest future, political troubles. But do you agree? I'd like to hear from you. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-92. Oh my, a lot of calls already. 0817-923-0003. Let's start with Edward, who's calling from Old GRA. Edward, welcome. What is on your mind? Please tell me.
Compliments of the season.
Compliments of the season to you, Edward.
Yes, the speaker that just spoke to us put everything to the university there. Because we start to university. Commissioners resigning, even members of the picture. So I said that they should be here. And so on our governor. Because you cannot afford to lose that.
Edward, I'm finding it difficult to hear you. Can you repeat what you've just said?
Yes, I said they should be arrested and prosecuted for the assault on our governor.
Okay.
And such attitude, disloyalty, and rape. And after in jeopardy, after constituted in government, they went and stabilized it. Only that the government should come and beg them. It hasn't happened anywhere.
Mm.
The president has done his best, but his best was not good enough for the river people.
All right.
So that action you spoke about is the best option.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Edward. Thank you very much. Obed from Transamadi. Obed, welcome. What is on your mind? Please tell me.
Merry Christmas to you, Falada.
A compliment of the season.
Falada, you see, I'm worried that we are still hammering on individuals who resign the appointment, making them look like the only one who can be able to fill such position. Look, we shouldn't be talking about this. Nobody has monopoly of knowledge. People who claim that they were left to the state, all of a sudden you resign your appointment, like your guest in the studio in the morning. He claims to be loyal to the state. When they ask him where it lies, at a certain...
Let's focus on the matter now. Do you see any positives? No, do you see any positives?
I'm not seeing it because that piece is the center to the collective interest of everybody. You understand? It's not for the sense of liberty. Look, this working spirit. What is happening in local government today? You heard that there was an attack on a former chief of staff.
Oh,
yeah, it's connected to what is happening. Yeah, it's connected to what the political issues you have in the state. Don't be surprised. So it will not such be. It's detrimental to the collective well-being of people. It will not stand.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
It will not stand.
Mm.
Because the people have been taken in, you heard the statement of the elders today, they reject the peace accord because it's the social and draconian.
All right.
The collective well-being of people, they cannot stand. Okay? So, somebody has a monopoly of knowledge. Another individual should be appointed to be the position. Let me stop here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Alvin from Dube, welcome. I hope I can hear you better this time.
Can you hear me now, sir?
Loud and clear. Good to have you on the show. Let's talk. Yeah.
I want to take my say on this issue. You said it is good for us to record them, for the government to record them back, right?
I'm asking if it's good or bad. I mean, what are the good parts? What are the bad parts? That's what I'm asking.
As you say, we are the employers. We are the one that employed all these people to manage for us. So what people are saying, we don't want you again. Please, if you just...
Alvin, let me correct an impression. Actually, the Constitution puts the power of appointment of people to the cabinet in the hands of the governor. So not necessarily the people. So the governor has the final say. And we're asking, or we're talking about this so that we can help, you know, the governor probably, you know, think about this carefully and all of that stuff, not because we have the power to appoint or not. And the question then is, do you see any positive thing in, you know, any one of the people who resigned coming back as commissioner? Do you see?
Because I don't see any positive thing.
Not even one.
Does it mean that we no longer run the democratic system of government? It means government will be people for everyone by the
people. Of course,
people usually have stays in access of government.
I get you, but in this case, the constitution is clear.
It's a clear state, it's a clear place of democracy. We have say in these matters. Even concerning the assembly members that defected. So to say, we should just allow the governor just sign the peace accord and then make it unbearable for him to apply those to the world. We don't, like, they defected from their party to another party, which is clearly stated in the constitution that whoever does that on the ground of, how they say it.
I get your point.
But so you don't really have to all these things. They should stop the girls for you, right?
All right. All right. Thank you very much, Alvin. I've got to move on now. Clinton has been waiting for a while. Clinton is calling from Bori. Clinton, welcome. What is on your mind? Tell me.
Yeah. Well, good evening to you.
Yeah. Greetings to you. Welcome. Compliments of the season.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Now, if we are truly practicing democracy, Alada, the public opinions matter.
Of course, it does.
The opinion of the masses matter because the majority rule.
Okay.
And from all indication, recalling these commissioners goes against the will of the people. Rivers people are saying that we don't want these commissioners recalled.
Clinton,
what are you recalling them
Clinton,
for?
Clinton, pause. Majority sometimes can be wrong. I just want you to know that majority sometimes can be wrong, and that's why we are now saying let's be clear about this. Let's be circumspect about this. Do you see any positive? You know, in the morning they talked about light and darkness. Do you see any light in this recall, so to say?
I actually do not see any positive from this process.
Okay.
Because there were bad blood between the governor and the commissioners. These are the same commissioners who resigned because somebody wanted them to resign. Their loyalty does not lie with the governor. Their loyalty lies somewhere else. And how are they going to implement the policies of the governor?
Clinton, what if they actually were not a part of the fight, like I asked my guests. What if they were just, you know, there, and because of the fight, you know, the working environment was toxic, it was unbearable, and they decided to, you know, take a chill pill and go home and sleep?
Okay, that means they decided to step aside because of the environment.
Yes, the toxic environment.
They didn't want to take side.
Sometimes.
But in this case, they are not supposed to take side, rather, because they were there to represent Rivers people.
Oh, I see.
I understand where you're going to, Canada. Okay. But the truth is that we are politicians, we are Rivers people. We understood what happened in Rivers State during that crisis era.
All right, then.
They all took side. They were with the former governor. They were not with the governor, and the governor is there to represent the interests of Rivers people.
Okay.
So, but the governor, in his wisdom, have decided to toe the path of peace by implementing resolutions. That's fine. But we are saying that there is nothing good that will come out of that recall.
All right. Clinton, I've got to go. Thank you very much for your call from Bori. I've got George. George is calling from LMA. George, welcome.
Brother.
Yeah, I greet you. Welcome.
What I'm saying so far in this situation is that it's not a bad idea to come out from peace, and
George, where you are is very noisy.
What are the speed on the wrong road? You will never get to your destination. What are the speed? It's like wrong 300. On the wrong road, you never get to the destination. You don't have a destination.
Okay.
You cannot continue to fight this fight. All I saw was they returned the chain of their dog back to his neck. If you have a dog and you're discussing your compound, once you have said the process you have put and you're discussing everybody, will you not return the chain to his neck?
All right. Thank you very much, George. I've got to go. It's very noisy from your end, but I think if I gleaned anything at all, you said no matter how fast you travel on the wrong road, on the wrong path, you will never get to your destination. But I mean, you could get to the wrong destination nonetheless. But let's take this one. Okay, Anonymous, I don't get your between Ishoku and Omagwa. I don't get that part. I don't get smelling hell. The chairman is busy fighting orgy. Okay, I don't get that part. This one says, my take is that the governor should not accept the various commissioners that left. They don't have the interest of the populace. Thanks for Minima Tamuno Priye. Okay, thank you very much. This one says, sorry, district guest is not on the side of peace and wisdom of ending the crisis like this. Let me ask him. If a family is in crisis and some members left the house, probably to de-escalate the crisis at the moment, what would be your best judgment to the fleeing members of the family? Haven't you seen workers and footballers left their office in club to another and later came back to their former office or club? Please, let's preach peace and do the principles of peace. I mean, I asked that question. This one says, leaving the public offices more than just stopping the job. It means not only saying goodbye to official duties, but also disconnecting from the people who voted for you. It is not just a change in your work, it's also a break from the democratic process and the trust people put in you. Resigning is a big deal because it affects how we are represented and governed. It makes you think about what you owe to the people, the promises you made during elections and all of that.